Welcome, everyone. We're having a marketing call. It's December 17th, and it's the Circle of Life Mentor Call. And today we're going to go over some marketing ideas for bringing forth the Circle of Life in 2010. And we have some flyers and brochures that we're going to be reviewing, and some things that are both on the Coach Tools website and brochures that I sent you. So welcome, everyone, and we'll just jump right into it. I'm going to just talk for a couple minutes or a few minutes, and then we'll go right to our flyers and brochures to refine them, because everyone's done a great job. We're just going to do a little refining and tune-up. And because it's a very big subject, and it's not like this is my most masterful area, but it definitely, I've learned a lot, and I've been studying more about marketing, and there are some keys to using the words and the text and the materials that are more attractive, and they are going to magnetize a lot more clients. So we want to use the things that, you know, we all know and things that we're learning, and just keep refining and finding and getting and people that we're showing our materials to get feedback, like what drew you in this and what kind of felt kind of flat. Because it's always great to do market study and see what people respond to. And then if people do respond to you, any of your marketing materials, find out what it was that they liked. Was it the question, or was it the colors or the pictures that drew them in, or was it how you discussed it, or what was it that drew them? So we always want to find out what people aren't drawn to and what is bringing them in. So I sent most of the things I sent just kind of people sent me things pretty last minute, so I didn't have the time today to go over things like I would have liked to. So this is going to be a little, this is our extra call. We'll do another round two of this in the new year. Some of the things I sent you were already on the Coach Tools page. It's really good to investigate that left-hand column and just look through things. Look through text, look through PowerPoints, look through testimonials, so you can kind of find what materials, testimonials, messages that you want to be relaying to your niche. And again, one of the most key marketing strategies is to really tune into, first of all, what you're most passionate about. I really like the Good to Great work by Jim Collins. You can just go to that website, Good to Great, and he usually works with companies, but the same thing works for your own business, your own work. And one of the three questions, he has three circles, and one is what are you passionate about? And then what are you the best at the world at? And you might not think you're the best at the world, but there's something that's unique about you that makes you the best. And what drives your economic resource or engine? What's going to bring the money in? Is it a product, a book, the talks, your coaching? And he gives an example. What are you the best in the world in? It might be local or highly focused, like be the best in the world at breaking the cycle of homelessness in Indiana, or the best in the world at providing coaching services to people in Des Moines, or something that you have to offer that is unique, that you're passionate about, your uniqueness in the fact that you're passionate about it, or you have history or resources or intelligence or wisdom or experience in something, and then, who is this going to serve? Who would want this? And we have to really, when we're marketing and making our materials, we have to be very clear on who we're working with, because we have to ask the questions. We want to have the testimonials. We want to have the images all be relating, so that person sees, this is for me. This person knows exactly what I need. They're just talking to me. They're describing me. So I sent, it's on the Coach Tools page, and I'm going to try and bring it up if I can find where I put it. I sent you a niche. I saw this somebody's niche demonstration or copy, and this person was talking about, I'm sorry, I'm just trying to get this. Oh, here it is. In this niche, it says, her thing was, what do you want to change to become your extraordinary self? This organization is a coaching organization. The niche is who and what. And she described working with women 30 to 50 on issues of taking care of themselves, balance and peace instead of overwhelm, even in the midst of chaos. And she wanted to work with mostly self-employed women running their businesses from home while they take care for children. So then her questions are that bring people in. That's her niche. That's who she's the best, her best work. That's what she's passionate about. That's what she knows about. That's who she wants to serve. She knows what their issues are. She knows what the support they need are. She knows how they want to make the changes. So she asks, are you multitasking like crazy, stressed to the point of burnout, yet never getting it done? Are you so busy doing everything for everyone else that you're overwhelmed, ruled by the calendar, and buried under a list to do that never ends? Now you can see how that would apply to the women that she's addressing. So like a woman with, you know, children at home and she's self-employed, she goes, oh, that is me. And then she also says, you have anxiety over a too full plate that destroys your peace of mind, limits your focus, and stresses you out. Worrying how you'll get it all done cuts your productivity, lowers your effectiveness, and even your bottom line. Maybe you're feeling like you're rushing through life, and you're starting to resent all your commitments. To get important things finished, you skimp on self-care, even sleep. And when you do take time for yourself or your dreams, you feel torn. Or maybe something important for you has guilt attached. Maybe it's time to take control. You're about to discover my secrets in this free report. She has a free report on her website, Healthy Habits to a Balanced, Happy Life, which is a really good thing to have on your website, or, you know, just have something that you've written that's even a page or two. And then she says, so first she says what the challenge is, and this is what she used. She says, you can be more decisive, finish more projects, make more money, experience more quality time for family, and get the self-care enjoyment you deserve by optimizing your environment, mastering your chain of thought, and staying in the present moment. And then her next line is, you're about to discover how to gain the gift of life balance. You will really can flow easily, where you can easily flow between self-care, work, family, and other responsibilities. And if you'd like to get more done and feel more fulfilled and joyful, here's your opportunity to learn from my experience and my coaching how to take control, improve your energy management skills, focus your mind and energy, and find peace of mind. Experience freedom while caring for the activities and people that are important to you, including yourself. Now, I was in a, and I just met her through this other woman, and she has four kids that are between like 6 and 18, and she's a so she knew this is her territory. So you can see the questions, and I sent this to you all, you may get it a little later, but it's really, this is where people are going to go, oh yeah, I am that, and this is the person I want to work with. This is her unique focus. And even if that even if you have not that personal experience of exactly what this, you know, what you're wanting to present, that you are very resourced and knowledgeable about that. So when you're coaching your individual clients and groups, that they know that it's not like a new subject for you, even though you are always going to be coaching people to find their own answers. As a coach and a group facilitator, to be, you know, really making a living out of doing this, you have to be someone who has this kind of knowledge, resources, abilities to have that as a backdrop so that people know that you know, in case some people in your group just don't know, don't have any information or ideas about this, that you have that available to them as options and strategies. So the tendency is to make our flyers and our brochures look too general and to talk too much about how we're going to do it. Now, you saw she asked a lot of questions in this copy, but she didn't even talk about, like, we're going to make, you know, we're going to do this, and I'm going to work with you, like, creating all these steps, and we're going to do this. She just said, here's the problem. Are you challenged by this? This is what we're going to learn. You're going to learn how to take control, improve your energy management, focus your mind and energy, experience freedom. So we want to ask the questions of the people that we're addressing that we know is challenging for them. And then we want to say what we're going to do, what they're going to get. And as I've said in other calls, so I'm sorry to be redundant, but it's very important, is that you want to have 80 to 90% of the focus on the transformation the person's going to make. Because that's what sells it, that's what people feel, and people buy things that they feel. They don't really buy things that make sense. They buy things that they feel a feeling about, like, you know, would you like to, you know, would you like to have more freedom and self-care in the midst of having raising your kids and having a business? And do you want to be more effective? You know, people can feel that she's painting a picture, and they want to feel like they have more energy, that they have more freedom to take care of themselves and take care of their family. So we want to always bring the questions. It doesn't have to be as many as that one did. You could have one or two or three. And then we're going to say what they're going to get. So if you're feeling like chaos, you know, we're going to focus on peace of mind. If you're feeling like you're so stressed out, you're getting sick and you're not productive at your work anymore, so we're going to work on, you know, reducing your stress, giving you more vitality and energy, more brain power, clearer thinking, ways to manage, be more efficient with your time and energy, and leave work feeling like you still have energy for the rest of your life instead of drained. So I hope that you're kind of, I'm sure some of you know some of this already, but I'm just reminding you again about what the focus is for people, what people really do buy. And I also sent a, it's again on the Coach Tools page, there is the peace flyer that Elizabeth Nelson sent, and it was for a, you'll see it's the front page, it says Peace Inside Final. It's one of the brochures on the Coach Tools page, and what it does is it has these images, and it has a sign, like a freeway sign. It says success, next exit. And then it has pictures of this father with his children laughing. Like this organization works with families who are going through, you know, loss of their homes and foreclosures and loss of jobs and stress with their kids and their families. And so they have these pictures with affirmations, with this a father with his two boys, I'm easily finding the best work situation for myself and my sons. So there's an image of his family happy and an affirmation. And the other one's got a woman with her baby, and she's laughing, and I have the right balance of taking care of myself and my family. So the images and the messages are going to be have much more feeling to them than a lot of words. Because words are so, we really want to activate the sensations and the feelings. So pictures, visuals, metaphors, it's going to get you a lot more interest than explaining. So I'd like to, Candace I know is needs to leave soon. Candace was the first brave soul to send her, materials, and I appreciate you're doing that, Candace. And when I was, you know, I haven't been doing this for a long time. I mean, I just did it many years ago, but I have worked with several coaches in helping them create their materials that have been effective. So a lot of you know, in the past we've been more focused on, you know, telling the people more things, and now we realize, just like I said, we want to get people, we want to find out who they are, what they want, and how they're going to get what they want. So, Candace, if we could go to your flyer, Circle of Life, that says Mind, Body, Spirit Wellness. You can just do *6 to unmute. *6.
I'm here. Yep.
Oh, there you go. So, Candace, I hope everybody's got this one in front of you. It says Circle of Life. It's mostly black and white. It has Mind, Body, Spirit Wellness, 6-week workshop, Thursday evenings. So, Candace, first of all, congratulations on becoming certified.
Thank you.
If you were here, we'd be, like, high-fiving and happy dancing.
Yay.
Woo-hoo.
That's good.
All right. So now this is the next piece. And I just want to remind everybody that it's so, the most common thing is to have a really great skill set and something very powerful and not have to skill set in marketing and sales. It's like a almost contradictory. Mm-hmm. So that's how we can, you know, help each other by sharing our materials and continually looking at other coaches or organizations that are doing wellness and see what they're saying on their website and brochures, who's successful, and notice what they say. That's a really good place to turn. So, Candace, is this for your workshop, upcoming workshop, who is it for?
Well, it is open to the community. It's being offered at a community center, and they put out a bi-yearly, twice-a-year brochure explaining all of their courses, and then that goes out to the community, and they just let everyone kind of read it and sign up. So I created a secondary flyer that I could, you know, initially for my first workshop, I targeted a group of people that I knew. I had a mailing list, and so I mailed that flyer out, and I posted it in some key places in our community. And I know it's really wordy, and after listening to what you just said, I was thinking, oh, the images and the affirmations, that's so good. I want to change it, but that's how I did it.
I mean,
it
you
didn't
know,
time.
And, like, again, it's, yeah. I mean, my first things I used to put out were just very wordy.
Yeah.
And so, you know, and as I said in the beginning of the call, this is not my expertise. I just know more than I used to, mm-hmm. And since coaching has been such a growing field, we can see, you know, who's it working for, you know.
Yeah, so, you know, I already see that I'm not targeting a specific niche. Mm-hmm. It's splashing out to the community, which I can see is going to be kind of a problem. Initially, in my first workshop, I did attract an age group of people that were probably from, you know, early 40s to early 50s, and so that worked, and they were all women. But when I did the half-day retreat, I had, you know, 5 40-some-year-old women and some 50, you know, 40 to 50-year-old women, and then I had 1 19-year-old girl. No, she was 21. Sorry, 21. So that was pretty interesting.
The elders,
but it worked.
They
yeah.
probably carried her through. They probably took
they
care of her.
They did. She needed a lot of mothering support, and they were wonderful, and they weren't too overpowering, and I think it worked. But, you know, initially I was a little worried about that age difference.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah,
generally that's more difficult unless people are experiencing something similar. Like when I, you know, doing an MS group, I had people from age 30 to 70,
mm-hmm.
and men and women, because they had a similar problem that didn't really, but generally it's better to have, I have had, you know, women groups where there's all ages, but I find that, I mean, it was always somebody that kind of got the better deal in it.
Yeah, so I really need to figure out a way, and I think that the group that I prefer working with and that I will most attract are women ages, 40 to 65.
Mm-hmm.
But
could you put that on the flyer, just as like, because then people go, that's me.
Yeah, is that too big of an age?
Yeah, I think
range?
It is. I think you'd want to
so
do stuff like for, you could have two groups, but mm-hmm. I would go for, whatever age you feel most drawn to, like it could be 40 to 55,
55.
40 to 50
yeah.
or 50 to 65 or.
Okay.
Usually the decades are good,
Yeah.
Like 40 to 50, okay. 50 to 60.
Yeah.
Because otherwise, if I saw that, because our nature, human nature, is to be very fearful and especially about making changes or. So that's why it's always good to have the introductory session so people can experience you without any commitment. And, you do a 15-minute or an hour session, which is on the Coach Tools page, like a little, step-by-step version. Because if you see something on a piece of paper, first of all, people are not wanting to hardly want to reveal anything to even their friends, hardly. And then we're going to go to a stranger. We don't know who this person is, who's going to show up, and I'm going to talk about things that are challenging for me to change, that I want to change. It's like so many barriers.
Right.
So if you had something like, the script that woman that I sent you all, it's on the Coach Tools page, that niche, then the women would go, oh, well, that's like, these are women I can relate to, They're coming to this thing because they're going through the same stress as I am.
Right.
And so they already feel a bond because it's like somebody's got the same challenges.
So it's almost like, I was approached just Monday by a woman. I met her before, but she sent me an email and I can't place her name or her face to her name, and I have no idea how old she is. But she wants to start a group of using the Circle of Life process, and she's asked me to facilitate, and I sent her a copy of this flyer, but I'm almost thinking that I should find out more about the group, who they are, and create a flyer
yes.
specifically for that so she can invite them.
Yes, perfect.
Yeah, so
and
I need to kind of back up and back into it.
Yeah, there's one, I can't remember because it's been a while, but there's one on the website that's like for a women's group.
Yeah, I've looked at that. I need to take a second look.
Yeah, that would probably, you could just tweak it and, pretty much use a lot of what's on there.
Okay.
And then look at the thing that I just sent you, just because I find that most women generally, in most cases, are always feeling like they don't have enough time to take care of themselves as well as taking care of everybody else.
Mm-hmm.
Like a common theme.
Yeah.
Yeah, including ourselves, right?
Yes.
Yes. So, that's something that there's some universal things for women.
Yeah, so I've been just trying to figure out what comes first. Do you just I decide group I want to target, and then I put out a flyer and try to attract that way? Or do I look for a group like one has fallen in my lap here and then target it for their group?
Well, I think it's great when it falls in your lap. That's the best.
Yes.
When something just kind of naturally comes to you, that's always the best because it's right there and then you're just designing it for a kind of a ready-made group.
When business is slow...
Yes.
Does it work to say, okay, I think I want to get a group together of, women age 40 to 50, and do I rent the space and say this is the date of the retreat, throw the flyer out there and just see what happens?
Well, there's a lot of different approaches to that. One is that it's not good to rent the space and everything until you find out if there's people even interested. You have to, marketing and developing your practice is different for each person because some people are more networked and some people, You know, like you just had that person kind of have a ready-made group. Could you do it at her house or whatever? You know, it's all ready to go. But otherwise, you want to be looking at who you're going to network with to, you know, like you met this person. Are there other people? I mean, that's the best. The best and easiest way is when you have some networks, and then you create it from there.
Mm-hmm.
It's like going to, you know, when I started doing this, one of the things, not in the beginning, but I started going to everybody I knew, and I went to my doctor and I said, I've got this, you know, process, and do you have, you know, patients that you think you'd really like this, and this is what it is, and blah, blah, blah. And then two of the doctors, one doctor ended up working at his office like from 3 to 5 when he was done with his patients, and I saw individual clients. Another woman she worked with, she was my doctor, and she worked with women's health, and she had a lot of women in premenopausal and menopausal, so I did a group for that for her office, and she got a percentage of whoever came. And so I got to use her office. It was, and she sent it out, and she had, like, we made a brochure that was just a flyer that was in her office. And then I really had, like, a kind of a minimum. I just really didn't want to do it unless there were 8 people. And so there's so many different scenarios. And
yeah,
that's
I like
the best.
That idea.
Yeah, that's the best. I mean, and I'll just go over just a couple of those right now. You know, for those, many of you have already heard this before, but I'll just go over because you guys are new from National Wellness. But so there's any person you have a network with. So I had a lawyer friend, and I said, you know, like, do you have conferences or something? Like, you know, could I speak at one of your conferences, or could I, like, be a breakout session? Or, and then ended up, you know, it was like 6 or 8 months later that she said, well, you know, I have a few friends that are attorneys, and, you know, we're going to do something together. We're going to have a meeting together, and, you know, you could just do something for like an hour and a half. So I did a little presentation and then ended up having a small group. It was like 6 attorneys, but we did a 4-week session at their office. So it's, and then I, you know, talked to all my school teachers, and I, you know, got, then I ended up writing a grant and getting into schools and doing programs for kids and teachers. And you just kind of go in your world, like with your neighborhood. Like I just did a neighborhood, started this summer. I did a neighborhood thing where I just did it for free or donation or trade. And so what it was is I knew a lot of people were out of work and in my world, you know, in this world. And so I just said I would do a coaching session on getting people back to work and what could we do as neighbors to help each other out. And I was just going to do it as a neighborly gesture, but I would like, you know, maybe some trade for it, like with somebody mow my lawn or, you know, just something. So ended up that, yeah, I was just serving, you know, coaching my neighborhood, and we had about, you know, had a really wide range of, like, real redneck, because I live in a strange neighborhood, from highly sophisticated physicists to, you know, rednecks, you know, with, like, guns. So we were all meeting together. But what happened is then through them, some of them connected me with some other groups that they're involved in. And so one of the best things to do is to be able to talk to a club like the Rotary Club or a women's club and, you know, give a little presentation. And then, you know, find out that's the best way is to get exposure or network with who you already know and say, do you know of anybody, or what if, you know, what this is what I offer. Do you have is there a place I could do an intro, or do you have friends, or do you have conferences or programs or wellness programs or anything where I can bring this? And then that way you start networking without just putting a flyer up.
Right.
And
right.
Often those places, you know, I did all these programs in people's offices or people's homes or in the church. So I didn't have to pay rent, or it was very minimal.
Okay. Yeah. That all sounds good and inspires me.
So just because we have quite a few people to talk to, I'm just going to go real, like, if you can just look at your flyer, and now you have many more ideas about, you know, what we're talking about here.
Uh-huh.
So I was thinking, it says, what are your goals for 2010? Maybe like, how would you like your life to be in 2010? Might be a more inviting question. How would you like your life to be in 2010? And I hope somebody's taking notes tonight so that we can, you know, pass these along. Is there anything you would change? That's another question you could have right after that.
Okay.
I didn't get any much farther than that, except under what happens in a circle of life group. So I had, join 8 to 12 participants, and I put a question mark, who? Like women who, you know,
yeah,
are challenged by, you know, who is it? Women challenged by health, moms with kids, you know, who is it?
Right.
You know,
gotcha.
Who's going to be there? So they know, oh, that's who's my group is. Okay, now I'm interested. Before it's like, no, I don't think so.
Yeah, 8, 6, or 10 people who, you know, strangers.
Yeah, yeah. Right. So also when you're doing it, to put your picture on here, and then also just like that piece brochure, to have maybe something that has a picture, and to get images is very, what I do with images, because I'm not very internet savvy, but what I do, just like the brochure, I sent you guys a sample brochure. I just go to Google, and then I go to images, and then I put up something I want, like laughing women, or somebody, you know, counseling person, or somebody meditating, you know, person meditating.
Yeah.
And then they have all these pictures, and a lot of them you have to pay for, but most of them you don't. And I just drag, you know, I just drag that picture onto my desktop, and then I just put it on a brochure or flyer. And then be sure, you know, there's lots of people that know how to do that much more effectively, but that's what I've done. That's what I do. It's like the, you know, it's just simple. So picture, and even if it's like a cartoon, you can have a picture of the problem, like the person's, you know, looking overwhelmed, and they're looking, you know, like stress is coming off their body, and they're, you know, looking, their mouth is looking like they're totally flipped out. And then the other side of your flyer, or at the bottom, some, you know, somebody peaceful, or with peace, you know, it could be cartoon, it could be a real picture. Because again, the images are what give people the feeling, like, oh yeah, I feel that frantic, you know, I've had that look. That's what I feel like right now. And then, and the other one is like, oh, that's where I want to, that's how I want to feel and look. Happy or peaceful or meditating, or, because that's what sells.
Yeah.
And then just what happens in the circle of life, I put join 8, 12 participants, and keeping it kind of brief, like who, you know, women, da-da-da-da. And then instead of saying what you're going to do, like do assessment, I would just say a holistic approach, exploring 12 dimensions of life or 12 areas of life, and leave out the rest. Don't say about the readiness for change or anything. Just real brief, bullet, bullet. And then design your blueprint for success. That's it, just period. Celebrate your victories and learning. That's it. And then self-care, learn 1 to 3 minute self-care practices that reduce stress and, you know, energize you. Now, if, again, for all of you who are listening, you might have some different languaging around this. You know, maybe if you're working with people who are dealing with health, you might want to say 1 to 3 minute medically researched self-care practices that are proven It's right on my website, on the Circle of Life website. I have this 1 to 3 minute medically researched self-care practices that are proven to reduce your stress, increase, and you can put whatever it is that you think your group or people would like. Do they want to increase health? Do they want to increase brain power and productivity? If you're working with people with health issues, do you want to improve your immune system, clearer thinking? Do you want to increase higher energy, peace of mind, peace in the midst of chaos? You know, you don't have to put them all. You have to think, what are the things you think your group would most likely need? Mm-hmm. And some people boost your energy, find calm and chaos, clear emotional or clear blocks to your goals. You know, these are all the self-care practices. I'll do this.
Okay.
You could also, after join the 8 participants, use a holistic approach to explore 12 areas of your life. Then you could say, decide what you'd like to change or how you'd like to transform. That could be the bullet after holistic approach. Okay, well, we're going to move right along, Candace. Thank you so much. And
thank you for putting me in first. I do need to check out. So
yeah, well, it's great. I said first come, first serve. You're the one who got there.
Okay,
early bird gets the worm.
All right.
So
thank you.
Would send us back when you end up, whatever you change, we can just do another round.
Yes.
But I'd love for you to see what changes you've made so we can all be served by,
completely different.
Yeah. Well, cool.
Yeah. All right.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Well, thank
Happy
you.
Holidays, everyone. Yep. Bye-bye.
Yes. Thank you. Bye-bye. So before I go to Janice, any questions or comments? All righty. Janice, are you there? Star 6?
I'm here. Thank you.
Great. Well, Janice, I'm very impressed with what you put together. Did you do this all yourself?
Yes, I did. Yes,
wow.
I did. But I've been spending an awful lot of time on this over the past few months. So,
yeah.
So, oh my gosh.
Good job.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much. I love it. I was writing notes frantically with your comments to Candace. So I think, I think a lot of the ideas that you shared with her.
It'll translate. And so I just want to, if we could look at Janice's, though, just because it's, it's really excellent. And the changes aren't big. They're just a few, a few things that you might want to change.
Thank you.
You don't have to. They're, it's beautiful. So let's look at the front page. It says, you well. I like that. And the founder, I like that cute picture of you. you want to be a hottie, a coaching hottie on there. So it says, sounds simple, but for many people, well is anything but simple. I like that.
Huh?
I really like that. So I really like your bullets there. Those were exactly what I feel really gets people.
Yeah.
Are you habitually stressed? Is running errands your exercise? That is funny. These are great.
Yeah.
I know. So then do you pick up your meals? Work too much, play too little, lose sleep, worrying. And I think I'd say, worrying about finances, health, or relationships. Overemphasize one area of your life. Want to live life more balanced. Are you ready to make a change? Those are really good.
Great. Thank you.
So I think one other, and because your focus is people in health and wellness, like who is your niche?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. I definitely want to put the two together, right? Yeah. Yeah.
Right. So
like,
health and wellness. Mm-hmm. Is there a particular, do you know, who you most likely be working with, or do you have that clarified yet?
Well,
or?
I definitely want to work with women.
Okay. So
and,
women.
And I, Yeah, and between 35 and 55, maybe slightly younger, because I think that there are a lot of women in their 30s that are looking for connections and looking for more clarity in their life. So, yeah, women. But I struggle because I don't know enough about this community and this, what, industry or this purpose to say that I'm looking for professional women or homemakers or survivors. I want to leave it really wide open, so I don't know if that makes it too general.
Well, what you could do is you could have this kind of general brochure, but you could say that maybe on the brochure that I tailor. I have special groups using these, you know, using this process. You know, it could be like the three or four things you just mentioned.
Great.
Professional women needing life balance, you know, or and women with or women who are, you know, struggling with, you know, chronic disease or a terminal, you know, diagnosis or something. You could maybe. Have like maybe three or four bullets, women from you know 30 to 50 or 55 or something like, and I have, you know, specific groups, you know, call for information, and that way you could make it a little bit more specific. Now, you know,
wonderful.
And keep the general process, you know, on your brochure.
Okay, excellent.
And then so you could make a flyer that you would have, or like that little note you did for each of those groups. So when you're marketing, it's like, you know, coaching, you know, because you're Be Well, it's about holistic well-being. This could be, you know, just targeted like maybe three things that you do. So people start to getting to know, and they have an association with, you know, you have a basic theme, and you work with women around this age, and these are like three areas you cover.
Excellent. Okay. Yes.
Yeah, three or four at the most. For now, you know, and later sometimes we branch out because sometimes we start doing something and we find, I just feel like, you know, God starts leading us into, you know, these different pathways. So, you know, so sometimes we don't really, we don't know, and that's okay. We just start, and then we say, okay, higher forces, you know the instrument that I am. You know who I am. You know what it is you want to express through me. You know the service. My intent is to be of service. You know that this is really what I feel passionate about. I feel like that's, I always feel like everything comes straight from source. And so this is my best shot at it. And if there's something else, please guide me. Or, and then things show up.
Oh, you know, I love it.
You know,
absolutely.
That way you don't have to, I mean, on one level I'm talking about being specific, but I'm also just talking about going in a direction. And then things evolve, like we, you know, we keep changing, right? And as, and we're evolving, you know, culturally things are changing so quickly. That we just have to stay current. And we do get guidance, and we do different people and different situations come up that we go, oh, okay, well, this seems, you know, this seems like where I'm being guided to go right now. And then we do that, and sometimes that changes in a few months or a year, too.
And that's exactly what I want to let that flow. I do. I don't want to force a niche. I'm very open to seeing how it plays out, and I'm, you know, that's what's very exciting, and then I can adjust to all of the different groups that you know may present. So okay, great, thanks.
Yeah, you could just it has to be general enough to get, you know, to embrace all of that, but you also have to be specific enough that people know how they fit in. Otherwise, they won't. They just don't see themselves. And if they don't see themselves, they can't. It doesn't mean anything. So, I mean, I was so general at the Circle of Life for so long, and it was just people didn't really know what I did.
Yeah.
You know, they just, I was just, I happened to just do so much networking, you know, just making contacts, I'm not really an extrovert, so, but I would just talk to people about it. And, you know, a lot of stuff fell through. I mean, so many times, so many things didn't happen.
Yeah.
I mean, the majority didn't happen, and then, but gradually it starts building. So
yeah.
Just to encourage everybody, like, you know, this is a process, and it's a step-by-step process. Hardly, I've never met anybody who turned their coaching practice overnight. I just never have met anybody. And I've met some people who've had lots and lots of training, and it didn't happen for them either. So just know that it's a gradual unfoldment and that you're learning and growing. And like you said, you want to keep it open to let it flow.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then sometimes after you do it, you kind of just get into a couple things that you just, you know, you love. I mean, I did wellness coaching in business. And did groups, and I ran with, you know, I also ran AIDS groups, and I had three or four niches, but I always had, like, it was the basic same foundation, but I always had flyers, and I talked to the network of people, and I used their words, their languaging to get the gigs, you know. I did get to do that, but I always, when I was talking to them, I didn't use a broad thing. I always was very specific.
Okay, yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
I'm doing a little bit of that as well. Like, I'm going to present a training for the Chamber of Commerce here.
Oh, good.
And yeah, definitely for brand new or fairly new small business owners. So yeah, so the business context, and I can do that, and that's all right. But I want to work with the people who want to come. You know, the
yes,
ones that
I do.
Self-identify, and so okay.
Yeah, just to make yourself available by speaking is very powerful. If you can speak as many places you can talk, when people meet you, if you're going to do a local coaching practice, you know, it's meeting you. I mean, they said, like, you know, people nowadays on, you know, internet, it's the people that have the little videos. People pay more attention to a video than anything.
Yeah,
it's because you see a face and you're talking,
mm-hmm.
you hear their voice, you see their face, you see, you know. So just you're being visible is not even as important as your materials, but it is something to hand people so they have a general sense. But they mostly want to have a feeling, you know, a feeling state. So I like the colors. And then so after we go through the questions here, then I would have underneath before Be Well will help you get from where you are to where you want to be through wellness coaching, wellness education, wellness coaching, a combination of both. I would say right before that to do what I was saying to Candace. It's like, so here are the questions. So what are people going to come away with? Like, you could have like a blueprint for success. Or a way to, you know, ways to step out of the stress cycle, have exercise that really meets your fitness need, create a fitness, you know, that really works for your life and fit, you know, fulfills your fitness goals, food that nourishes you rather than adds pounds and cholesterol.
Ah,
you know,
yeah.
You know,
okay.
Like
so
each
come
one
back
of those points.
The-
So each one of those points, what would be the opposite of that? Work too much and play too little. How to make life more joyful and playful, you know, every day. Like,
wonderful.
You know, have deep rest to renew rather than wasting precious energy on worry.
Excellent.
Or draining energy on worry. Overemphasize one area of your life.
Balance.
Yeah, feeling balanced to meet your, you know, your life, what's meaningful, your, you know, most meaningful priorities. Or,
okay, yeah.
Okay, and then are you ready to make a change? You know, discover your motivation or use your motivation and strength to make the change you want to make. Something like that. And how you would fit that in, I know that, you know, part of any brochure is the space. So I would say that would be the first, that if you could get those things on that first page.
Yeah.
And then it says we offer the workshops.
Yeah.
I would put that over on, it says circle group on that page where it says circle group.
Yeah.
I would take out your path to personal improvement is guided by 15 steps or powers. Just delete that.
Okay. Uh-huh.
And that's because people won't really, they don't really care. They're just more interested in what we just did.
Yes.
And I would just put your that's where you would put we offer.
Okay.
That's right there.
Okay. Okay.
Then let's see. Then I would put it says above there on the circle group.
Yeah.
It says a community of, I would say maybe a group of people. But it could be a group, it could be, you know, your group will support you in taking steps to reach your goal.
Okay. Yes.
And I think I your support group, I mean your group or your community or your communities, your group support something. I'm not sure about community.
I see. Okay.
I'm a big community person, but I'm not sure, and I'd love to get feedback from maybe other people on the call. Or, so we're looking at Janice's second page. It says a circle of circle group, and it's in the middle of the page. So a group of people, maybe a group of people on a similar journey.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Will support you to take steps to meet your goal, to reach your goal. And I wouldn't even say accountability there.
Okay, thank you.
Yes. You know, a group who are on a similar journey or have a similar, you know, goal or something, a similar, I think journey is kind of, I mean, I like that, but I'm not sure if that's exactly it.
Okay.
But I wouldn't say, like, the community support holds you accountable for succeeding in your personal improvement, because then everyone's going to go, oh, shit. I don't know if I can succeed.
Yeah.
They might not say, oh, shit, sorry. But that's probably what I would say now.
Yeah.
So because that sounds like, uh-oh, you know, I'm going to be set up. I'm not going to, you know, what if I don't do it? But we wanted to say a group of people on a similar journey, you know, so we're with you. We're on the same journey, too. And we're with you. We're going through the same process. Are going to support you to take the steps you need to take to reach your goal.
Great.
Or to, you know, fulfill your goal or whatever, attain your goal.
Yes. Okay.
And then I like we honor a natural positive pace. I like possibly, and you move at your own natural positive pace rather than one that is stress inducing or producing, either one.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. And then with, I like your testimonials. You might look at the ones that I sent that are on the sample brochures that I have.
Yes. Okay.
I sent everybody a sample brochure that I started on about a year ago.
Okay.
And I don't really want you to use it, because I really want you to listen to this call, because I'm making different points that are on that brochure. But that brochure just shows you some pictures that I just got from Google Images.
Yeah.
And I also, you can use some of those testimonials, because they're from Circle of Life.
Okay.
So if maybe you have like a flyer, let's say, Janice, you work with women who are going through cancer or survive cancer. You might use one of the quotes about the woman who, you know, has... So you might use different testimonials for different flyers.
Okay, yes.
Since you're going to be doing, you know, a wide range.
Excellent, okay.
And just look at those again, always try to make your testimonials have something measurable that they can remark on, because to me, like, some of the most important things in my life are immeasurable. It's like the inner feeling for me is like most important to me. But people feel like they have to have something outward, more external.
Yeah.
And so they'll need, like, I lost 15 pounds and I got a new job, or my teenage children and I, you know, have a good communication now. We were, you know, having breakdowns. Or I have now a daily, you know, practice of self-care that I've never had, where I exercise and meditate, you know, something that is real specific.
Sure.
Rather than, you know, that they just enjoy the support. But, you know, like in yours, I liked that one, that last one. Thank you, Janice, for your lovely coaching. I would probably ask her if it's okay if you just modified a little bit.
Uh-huh.
And I'd say, you know, thank you, Janice, for your lovely coaching. Something about, like, she appreciated the depth. And was she saying that she was experiencing your sharing of your journey?
Yes.
Is that what she was talking about?
Yes.
Uh-huh.
Yes.
So just say maybe something like, your courage and inner work inspired me.
Okay.
Just to make it shorter.
Okay, thank you.
And it was powerful for me to verbalize, or very supportive for me to verbalize and make more real a long-held dream.
Great. Thank you.
And if she'd probably be open to it, to that change, you can ask her.
Okay. Yeah, thank you.
All righty. Well, yahoo. Well, moving right along. Thank you, Janice. It's beautiful.
Thank you.
I can
thank
tell how much
nice.
Work. I know. I sat over brochures for, you know, months, just like, oh,
yeah.
Not that it. And the last thing on your second piece, just to address it, is you're invited. That's on a whole other piece for everybody to look at. They're like two, what would you call those, like index cards or?
They're going to be postcards. I'm going to do a direct mail out.
Oh, great.
To invite people to like an open house or
great.
Information. Mm-hmm. Yes.
So I had, and again, these are just suggestions. So I'm like not the end all on this. So I just really trust your intuition and your own insight. So please do not. I'm just saying what I know so far.
Sure.
You know?
And I appreciate
so I hope,
your willingness to say it. Thanks.
Yeah. So yeah, you just do. You can not make any changes or anything that's helpful. Like, again, this is just brainstorming.
Mm-hmm.
On it, I might put greater health, vitality, and well-being, depending if I'm working with.
Okay.
It could be joy too. I mean, I'd like joy, but I'm just if you're focusing on well-being or kind of like.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
But that's an option. And then on the accountability, listening, support, information, inspiration.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
I would probably put accountability in the bottom.
Okay.
Because it's scary to people.
Yeah.
And maybe put something like, it could be support, it could be listening, support, information, realistic steps, or moving forward, something about that they're going to, you know, moving, something that they're going to do.
Okay.
Yes. Moving forward, or realistic action steps, or, and then inspiration, and then accountability, and maybe take one of them out, listening, or maybe listening and support.
Okay.
Would fit in there.
Sure.
And it says community support. I think I'd say small group support.
Small group. Much better.
Yeah, community sounds like you're going to be with the whole tribe.
Yeah, of course.
Hey, everybody, come on down.
Down at the convention center, yeah, okay, for sure. Uh-huh.
Good. Well, again, it's beautiful.
Thank you.
You did a beautiful job.
Thank you.
And we'd love to hear how it goes, and I hope that didn't feel too limiting to you, and that you see how you can just, you know, use it as a springboard.
Oh, I've written down so much, and I'm going to put it to great use, and I will absolutely share the progress with everybody. So thank you very much.
You're welcome. And I'd just like to put out to the group, I mean, that was just my feedback. So does anybody have any comments or questions or something like they go, well, you know, what about that? Or that's, you know, Rebecca said this, but what about that? Please, please, please be honest. This is for all of us to support each other. So anybody have any comments or questions about Candace's or Janice's materials? Star 6. All righty then.
Okay, thank you, Rebecca.
You're welcome.
Okay.
So let's go to Aspira. Are you there? Or Aspira? A year later, I might get your name right.
Yep, I just had to
turn the speaker off and shut the door.
Okay.
There. I was looking for some kind of online support. I was wondering if anyone knew of how to develop a website that would be somewhat private to where people could respond and share and communicate back and forth. Calendar or blog, or anybody had any idea on that?
Okay. Well, I'm just going to put that out to the group. I know there's many people not on this call that would know more, but I can tell you after I've heard from anybody else. Anybody else? So is this something you're creating with a group?
I'm about to create a website, and I thought I would build it in the beginning rather than do a wish I had at the end.
Uh-huh. Mm. So is it something that people can link into? Have you seen, you've seen that, or have you been a part of one, or?
There was one coaching program that touted that they had that capability and that people could download articles and things like that that would help them move forward, which would help them create great ease in doing research and getting an education on maybe nutrition or whatever they were interested in.
Mm-hmm. So anybody on the call that has any ideas?
This is Walter, and I have a memory of Bruce, who was in our class at the National Wellness Institute. He has a website that is thetribalcouncilonline.com, and he is someone I haven't worked with personally, but he impresses me as someone tech-savvy that can be of great assistance.
Yeah.
Okay. Tribalcouncil.com?
The Tribal Council Line online.com. It's the Tribal Council online.com.
Okay. And Bruce. Okay.
There's also another. Thank you, Walter. That's a great idea. That's who came to mind for me too. Also, I have been wanting to create a group, like a Yahoo group, for the Circle of Life coaches. And I've decided to wait on it because it needs someone to manage it. So you really, because it's more than just putting up something and people respond, there's more to it. But in the process of, I'm going to be looking at somebody who wants to manage that, there needs to be somebody either that I pay, because I won't be managing it, that I either pay, or there's somebody, a coach that wants to do something, but there was a woman that I met who might be willing to help you with that for either free or minimal, who was going to help me with mine. Her name's Barbara. So I could forward you, if I can find her email, I will forward that to you, Aspira, and you can have a conversation with her about that.
Okay.
We were going to, but if I do go ahead with the Circle of Life group, it would be what's called a Ning board, and that's going to be something where people can put up videos and they can do advertisements about some things they're offering. Bruce from the National Wellness Training this summer. That's he's you know really a techno savvy person, but that's as part of his coaching thing. He has a fee with it, and so I think it's just you either need to have a friend or to do some investigation about it, because as I investigated it more, I saw there's more things involved.
Okay.
And I think it's good to go to a bunch of websites and see what it's like. You know, go to ones that are using that.
Okay.
And, you know, and see, you know. So I think it's good that you're, you know, creating that. You might want to make it so that you can add it later, because it's,
okay.
You know, I think it's definitely, you know, it's not, it's, I don't think it's like 1, 2, 3.
Okay.
I don't think it's a 1, 2, 3 thing. I think it's a little bit more steps than that.
Okay.
So if you have any friends or explore the other websites that are using that, and make it whoever is building your website, just to say, that, can we make it so that this could be easily put on the site at a later time?
Okay.
Oh, and your next question was about talking to doctors and massage clients.
Yeah, I know you talked about that in our class, and I recently experienced being a hospice person. They thought I was a hospice person. I was so good at what I did, but they thought I was from the hospice company. But I thought of putting myself out there in that, and I was wondering how to contact the doctors, how to communicate that to doctors and in clinics, and I've got a handbook here from the hospital, and I haven't. I'm just beginning to read it to maybe get the right language and things like that put together.
Well, is that you're wanting to market yourself as a hospice assistant, as a coach, or I'm not clear what it is that you're wanting to you know, saying to the doctors?
It appears I have the skills to both be a hospice provider, because I have surgical training, and I also have the massage skills to be the nurturing aspect. And then I also have the coaching aspect to not only coach the person transforming and also the family who is going through the process. And So I have all those skills. It's like perhaps I could package it and
mm-hmm.
and then be, you know, be able to facilitate in different areas.
Yeah. So with hospice, they are with the family and the client. You know, the person's passing away, right? And do they offer a similar service?
I believe the hospital has people they hired to do that. I believe
uh-huh.
I know there was a nurse that came.
I'm hearing some background sound. Anybody do star 6, please? Thank you. Washing dishes.
Yeah.
Dish washing, you know. So it's really good to kind of see what everything is first before you go out and do something. And so
okay.
There's this expression that my husband and I use now. It's called walk around the brain. It's like part of it is getting data, like finding out what the hospital has, what does hospice offer, and who's paid at hospice, and, you know, say that you have information before you start going out and developing materials, because you don't even, you know, you need to know what that is first. And then finding what position you might play. Now, I did a lot of similar work, because I did massage work, and I worked, you know, I was with 15 people as they passed over. They were clients
mm-hmm.
that were in my groups, because I ran AIDS groups and cancer groups and people with MS and cardiac problems. And, you know, so it happened because I was, doctors knew me from my massage, and I just said that was something I did, is to assist people in some ways to, you know, both with the hospice, but also some ways that a hospice doesn't really work, as I help people to tune into what's really most important to them, if there's anything they want to do before. In fact, I might want to connect you with this woman named Alicia. She's a therapist, and she's a Circle of Life coach. And she worked with somebody at the end of life. And she's wonderful. She's a wonderful woman, a very deep and rich soul. And she said that she was a Circle of Life coaching with a woman, and it was very powerful. And maybe she could speak to that with you, like how
That'd
she
be great.
Did that, or... You know.
I just want you to know, I think my battery might die, and so
okay.
If I leave suddenly, it's because of that.
It's not because you're, like, mad at me or anything? Oh, good. Okay. So I will send you Alicia's, and just, you'll see, I'll say Alicia, and just talk to her about Circle of Life with End of Life, you know, the cancer woman that she worked with. Because with this woman, she helped her to kind of clarify her end of life dreams and desires and fulfillment and completions. And so it was all kinds of things, like clearing things, giving things to certain people. I work with people as a coach, and because I work with cancer patients, and sometimes they passed away. And when we recognized that was happening, you know, when everybody knew that that was happening, then my coaching went to the next level of, you know, what was something that you want to complete, and then all the way to how... You know, since you're passing away, is there anything you do and don't want to have happen in that process, in that transition? Like, who do you want there, who you not want there? And so that was like a coaching process of from being ill and thinking that the possibility of getting well to realizing they're not going to get better, and then to really work with the person and designing how they want to make that transition, you know, what's really important to them. And then afterwards, I said, you know, I'm here, you know, after the family has gone through some kind of grieving support, because that, I mean, I've done grieving support, and I'm really comfortable with it, but I like that to be done in another context. And then after they have gone through that section, or that, you know, even 6 months later, then I'm there for the family to, now what? You know, now that my spouse has died or my child has died, you know, what things do I want to change in my life, because my life has changed, so I have to.
Uh-huh. And you want to wait 6 months?
I did some work with some people right away, but there's, you know, different people have different levels of being able to even communicate. They're just in shock,
mm-hmm.
and they're sometimes in such deep grief, they're just not on a speaking level. You know,
yeah.
They're not really, I mean, they're slightly traumatized, and they're not really available.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes people are, and they have to be, because their life, like, you know, somebody's spouse dies, and then all of a sudden they have to go back to work or something.
Uh-huh.
You know, or they have to move. And so I'm there for, you know, helping them get resourced. Oh, see, now you need to move. Let's see what those steps are and what kind of resources do you need. Do you need, you know, what kind of, you know, oh, I don't really have that much money. Well, let's figure out, you know, who in your life could help you move and what are the stages of moving and helping really organize that. So it's different with each person. I mean, and I got so close to the, you know, client and the family often that I would be there, you know. But when it was paid, I mean, it's really hard when people are really in grief, they're not really even aware sometimes that you're there. And so I did. That became a lot of, you know, it was okay with me because it's part of my divine, you know, I mean, that's how God is working through me. But I wasn't paid a lot. And to be paid, to have it be a livelihood, a service that you're, you know, right livelihood where you're getting paid for it, I found it needed to be later down the road because people are, they're not even aware that you're there sometimes or fully aware. Sometimes they are, but that was my experience, is that it's better 3 or 6 months down the way, although some people I did work with right away. It depends on the person, but it has to be real clear that this is the work I'm doing, because a lot of hospice has hospice volunteers, and so they're not used to paying for that, so that has to be very clearly stated. That's why I think it would be to your advantage to find out, like in my town, hospice, I think, originated in my town, and we have so many volunteers, so all these people are getting these services and support without paying for it. So then here I am wanting to charge something for it, and it just didn't fit in. Are you still there, Sparrow? I think she may have drifted off, but I'm not taking it personally. Okay, so she can listen to the tape later. So it's about 5:20. Are you there? Okay, so let's go to the next person. Any questions or comments before we go on? Bev, are you here?
Hi, Rebecca. Yes, I'm here.
Hi.
Hi.
So have you been here the whole time?
Yep. Well, I got here 15 minutes late, as soon as I could.
Okay, because I said a lot of things that you'll want to listen to that will help you with, you know, support you in your flyer.
Yeah, okay.
So we're just going to do this for about 5 minutes or so, and then I'm going to go to John Neff. Again, some of these things, principles are applying, you know, for everybody, and some things are more specific. So let's look at your mind-body-spirit wellness retreat. I like that, a day for self. Start 2010 on a path. And so who is your audience? Like, who is your population?
You know, these were good, you know, things that were going on in this call today, because it made me realize, yeah, I'm kind of open, and two people just signed up, and we talked about this on the call today, or you were just talking about this. Like, she's 49, and she signed up with her daughter, who would be a married, I think she's married, but she's probably in her early 20s. She's only 49, so I'm already getting quite a range here.
Uh-huh. And have you done that before?
No. Well, I've never actually held a one-day Circle of Life retreat before, so no.
Uh-huh. So what are your thoughts on that since you've been
listening? You know, I hadn't thought about the age difference there with the mother-daughter thing until this call. Certainly one-on-one coaching would be a little more, I mean, how I would coach someone at that age as opposed to someone who's 49 would be different. I guess I'm thinking this is a more structured process and it would possibly still work for
yes.
what it is, because it's just a
yep.
one day.
Yes, yep. I agree, because they're all just working at whatever their life, wherever their life is.
Mm-hmm. The one day, because it's only one day.
Yes, if it were a group, an ongoing group,
yeah.
I think it would be. But for one day, it should be fine.
You think so? Okay.
Yeah.
Because it's more really working on their own.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
Yeah, again, if it was an ongoing group, I'd want to have it more, well, it'd just be easier to get a group together. It'd be a little more difficult to get a group together that when they know there's somebody really young in there, they might, you know, mm-hmm. sometimes it activates people. They have a young, you know, a child, and they have harder challenges with them, and just knowing somebody's in there, it just brings up stuff for them.
Right.
And other people would love it because it's just, you know, it's wonderful. But I think for a one day, it should be, you know, should be great.
Okay, good.
So as you heard on the, you know, you heard some of my feedback about, so how did you get the people's interest that did sign up?
Well, this is the interesting thing. Like, I'm finding it really hard to get a group together, but the people that are interested are people that are meeting me one way or another, either through
yep.
Eva or have had some kind of conversation with me on the phone and
yep.
and Drew were drawn to me somehow, right?
Yes.
A correspondence, and that's how it's happening.
Yes.
It's not happening with strangers otherwise.
Right. Yeah. I never really had strangers. It always was something, you know, it's
well,
either a network through somebody like a doctor or a lawyer or somebody who,
right.
you know, knew me and believed in me and, you know, or an introductory session or they met me.
Mm. Well, actually, one lady, I mean, she was a stranger and she did answer an ad I put out for the whole
oh.
suite process, now that I think about it. But it wasn't until, and then I just happened to be having a day retreat, and I said, well, you might want to actually try the intro, because I'm not running a whole group right now. I'm doing this retreat. And then we started corresponding, and I actually set up a call and chatted with her for a bit, and that's kind of what did it, right?
Mm-hmm.
because in that call, I mean, even I didn't think I did anything, but somehow she feels that there is a big catalyst to some moving forward for her in that, and she wants, you know, she's already sent me two check for two people in the mail. So,
oh, that's wonderful.
She's going to try to get, you know, now a friend or something because she really wants it to happen.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah, I mean, she wanted it to happen in December, but I didn't have enough people, so I had to cancel that.
January is a great time.
Yeah, so I'm hoping I can get a few more people for this one. But and the other one I happen to meet in yoga. So, yeah, I'm finding
yeah,
that.
You're the best advertisement.
Yeah, I guess.
Yeah, and people, also, you know, you can offer people, this is for the whole group and everyone on the call, and is that you can offer, you know, 15-minute sessions or half-an-hour sessions if you feel like a person's, you know, like if you could just have a little more time with them, that they probably would be interested.
Well, actually, one lady that was interested, I emailed her to say, I know you wanted, you know, me to let you know when this is happening in January, and I need to, this is the registration deadline, and we ended up, she didn't think it was a good time for her, we ended up chatting, and I think, and she signed up for one-on-one coaching now. So
there you go.
That's great.
Yeah, it's really, I really think that people want to connect with a human being, and then once they have the connection, that's what they're drawn to, is they're feeling safe, they're feeling good, they feel like, okay, you know, this is a safe place, I'm going to do it. So the materials are kind of just not as important unless you're doing all your advertisement on the web and you're doing a whole internet marketing.
Mm.
You know, then it needs to be.
The great thing about this is I don't have a place I'm renting. Like, it's a friend who owns a B&B and
perfect
pay her for the food, and if it doesn't happen, it doesn't happen, right?
Oh, that's great.
That's one good thing that we've been able to.
Yeah, that's fabulous. Yeah, that's a good idea for everybody to have that. You know, it's harder when you feel the pressure.
Mm. And then she's been getting some great advertising because I've been putting it out there to tons of people on my email list. So they're all hearing about this little rural bed and breakfast. It's quite beautiful, but nobody in, you know, the city would know about it otherwise because it's quite a ways. It's about 45 minutes from the city. And people that are coming to it are from the city and now wanting to stay there that night. So she's, like, it's great for her, too. It's a win-win.
Oh, that's the best. And that's something to, you know, for all of you to be thinking about. I did a few workshops through a yoga center, and one time I did it where they could take, it was a half-day retreat, and for a small, you know, fee, like, you know, $5 or something, they could have an hour of yoga after the class or, you know, after the workshop or the retreat. Or that they introduced, or I had one time a yoga teacher that owned the studio. We did the a whole day retreat, and she did an hour of yoga as part of, you know, the self-care. We did, you know, an hour of yoga in the middle of the day before lunch. And then she got all these people that never did yoga coming to her, you know, center.
Yeah.
But she advertised to her whole yoga list. And then she got a percentage of every we just made a percentage because I didn't know if it was going to be two people or 40. And I had, like, three people, and then, like, 2 days before, it turned out to be 35, which is very common. In Santa Barbara, it's like people really – it's so hard when you're – that's why you really want to make up your place you rent, where you can make up something where if you need to get out, you can.
Mm-hmm.
You know, percentages are good or – friends or trades or something like, well, let's just launch this. You get, you know, this is the benefits you're getting. We're both getting advertisement.
Mm-hmm.
So thanks for bringing that up.
Mm-hmm. One place I advertised too was, which brought an interest and somebody responded was through my Body Talk practitioner. She put a poster up there. And again, even though the person never met me, they met someone who knows me.
Yeah.
You know, and so even there, and plus it's a holistic, I mean, she's coming for Body Talk. Like, I just thought, okay, it's the kind of person that would be interested in this, anyone coming to my Body Talk practitioner. So just, I've been trying to be mindful about where I'm putting out my posters.
Yes. And the best is when somebody knows you, like if somebody that's credible to that person,
right.
And they go, well, you know, they don't have 100 flyers in their office. They have maybe one or two.
Right.
And so that reflects that they believe your work is high quality, and they're already going to that practitioner.
Yes.
So that's, yeah, that's excellent.
And then that practitioner, I mean, she put up my poster, but then she took my postcards for my coaching to, she was working at Lululemon. And so this lady that's now signed me up one-on-one got a poster from Lululemon in the city. I mean, I live 45 minutes from the city. I've never, you know, I'm never at Lululemon. But, you know, it's just, it's all reaching people who somehow have other contacts. It's just networking. But definitely need, I need to do more of that in the niche.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's wonderful. And sometimes it doesn't even have to be exactly your niche. It just means that there's people that are your niche that are coming to that practitioner,
mm-hmm,
in some way.
Yeah, right.
You know, so it doesn't, you don't have to be like, it's just women that, you know, women, but maybe it's, they have a wide range of people, but there are,
right,
women, you know, blah, blah, blah.
Right.
So as we were going over the flyer, can you, did you get some ideas for how you might make a few shifts in your changes in your flyer?
Well, I have so much information on there.
Yeah. What I would say, instead of, you know, what I was coaching the other Candace and Janice about, and all the coaches, instead of saying what will happen in a group, it's more like what they come away with.
Mm. Right.
Like, we all purchase things because there's something that we're going to benefit from,
right,
that we're going to come away with. Like, I'm going to come away with, like, you know, like a slimmer body, or my hair is going to, you know, be fuller, or I'm going to come away with, like, these tools for how to be peaceful, or practices how to access my inner peace on a, you know, through in the midst of chaos, or I'm going to learn how to take small steps and leverage a big change. I'm going to learn how to do that. Or I'm going to learn how to make my life work, you know, how to make my life work better in a way that really works for me. You know, it's really individualized. I'm really going to I like the blueprint for success that's tailored just exactly for what my needs are. So rather than saying what the process is, that gets very left brain and, you know, people just kind of get glazy-eyed over it. It's, you want to capture, like, the energy of what they're going to leave with. And then you can say, you know, we'll do this with, instead of saying we're going to evaluate your life, we're just going to, you've got that picture right there with the holistic picture, you know, this picture of the circle.
Mm-hmm.
So that's already giving some kind of message. We're going to work with, you know, a holistic approach, or look at 12 dimensions of your life and create a step-by-step blueprint for success. You know, your own personal step-by-step blueprint for success. And the rest is about, you're going to leave, you know, like the other things I just said.
Mm-hmm.
Did you get that?
Yeah, I'm kind of writing badly.
Uh-huh. Yeah, and in the beginning of the call, I said the same thing, so it'd be good if you could re-listen.
Okay. Yeah, I will do that. I listened to, even though I was on the last call, I listened to it again because I'd missed some of the beginning. I listened to it in the bath last night, and it was truly inspiring. So thank you.
Oh, good. Good.
Thanks.
Well, good. So, yeah, just listen to the first part because I do kind of say this. Some, I can't remember when I said things, but I did say some stuff in the beginning.
Okay. Yeah.
So, again, it's always the transformation is what people want.
Mm.
That's what they want to be engaged in. They want, give me something that will transform my life. Something that's going to make me more money. Something that's going to give me better health. Something that makes me feel better self-esteem. Something that makes me be able to get a job. Something that helps me to stay in my job without being sick and stressed. Something that makes me get along with my family better. Something that has, you know, has more, so I have more joyful, fun time. Strategies. Tell me how to do it. What'd you say?
They want to know, like, what's in it for them. What do they watch?
Absolutely. Why would you do anything? But so we, you know, just watch commercials. Just go on TV and just, like, for, you know, a couple evenings or so, just look at commercials. And then you'll know more about how to create your flyers and brochures. Because these are most, and the commercials that get your attention and that you actually would think of buying something, and the ones that don't work.
Yeah.
Like something, you know, because that's what they're doing. And you can see, like, some commercials just don't, there's nothing that grabs my attention. Other ones, they literally grab my attention, and I'm totally, feel like I'm you know, awake and conscious, and I'll find myself almost wanting to buy the product.
Right.
You know? And what we're selling is life transformation. Our work is complete service to that person, so we can feel 100% great about having people get enrolled and taking care of themselves and creating the lives they really want, so we don't have to feel bashful or embarrassed or ashamed or not feel bold about doing that. And we know in coaching that it isn't about us. It's not about me being the coach. It's about me partnering with them. So I don't even have to take all this responsibility. They are partnering with me. I'm partnering with them to help them with a fantastic process, coaching process, Circle of Life process that has worked for thousands of people. So I don't have to be bashful or shy about saying, hey, this is a opportunity for your transformation. And when people get the feeling of transformation, then that's like really puts them in the position and the energy of making that change. And doesn't you don't even hardly have to do anything, because what you've done is you've just inspired people to find their motivation, and then you've created a space for them to like work, do that thing that they never get to focus on. So we just, you know, people already have inspiration. People already have brilliance. They already have insight. They already know what they want. They just need facilitation in that. They're finding out what works in their life. You're helping them to know how to, I call it re-empowerment. They already have the power. They just need the re-empowerment. So we can feel really super positive about advertising about these transformations and these changes, because it just helps them to get in the state of mind where they, and the energy that creates change. It's possibility, it's openness, it's hope, it's space. You know, that book I talked about last mentor call, Positivity, when you can get people to feel more positive, like more hopeful, they actually create so many more changes. They have so much more power and so much more ability to make a change, that they don't have to get their intention. They just have to let their intention flow, because when you create the space of positive energy and possibility and support and safety and helping people to craft and refine their lives, it naturally happens. It's a natural process. So we don't need to feel shy about it and feel like it's all up to us. Really, you know, we're just facilitating what's naturally there.
Yeah, I just so happens I've started to use with some of my one-on-one clients by phone Circle of Life now, just because of where they're at and kind of wanting to bring focus to one area. I just mailed a manual to one of my. So it can be used in just so many ways.
Yeah, that's wonderful. Well, Bev, thank you so much, and thank you for those good ideas. I'm going to move on to John because we need to close. It's getting kind of late. So blessings to you, and let us know how your retreat ends up.
Okay, thank you.
You're already in the flow.
I will.
Okay, bye, Bev.
Thanks, bye-bye.
So, John, are you still there?
You betcha.
All right, you betcha. All righty. So, what would you like to focus on?
My question is that I've got a Circle of Life. My first Circle of Life program begins January 16. I have four fairly firm sign-ups, and I'm aiming for 12. And today I've just started my marketing efforts.
Uh-huh.
So I'm going to email this weekend a revised one-page flyer, thanks to your excellent, most helpful suggestions and refinements, along with a cover letter out to an email. And that'll go out to just a list of about 100 folks. And then I want to email and call a select list of supporters who are well-connected and who fit my ideal client profile. And then what I realized today, just having some space to focus on this, was that I have some very fertile networks that I can tap into.
Excellent.
And that's where I really want to leverage those established contacts. So my question is, in this short window that I've got between now and January 16, really it's probably January 10 before I'll need to have sign-ups, what would you recommend as the most critical and immediate steps that I could take to market?
Mm-hmm. And I'm just asking, so yeah. is there any way you could make it a week later? Or is it too late to do that for the before you've got signed up?
I might, maybe. It's a maybe. I already reserved the space because it's a place where I teach regularly.
Oh.
But I could maybe. That's a good question.
Just to see. You know, just I would suggest if you could make it at least a week later, because I always encourage people to do groups and workshops like the third or fourth week of September, the third or fourth week of January, and then to have everything wrapped up before mid-May. It's just so 16th is probably fine, but just to see, you know, if you could.
Okay.
It just would give you another week.
Right.
But the middle of January is good. I mean, people have already, like, you want it to be people have gotten back into work and they're kind of situated, because then they, you know, they're regrouping from the holiday. They usually have a lot to do. But people are usually wanting to get going in January. So that's, you just want to find the juicy, passionate New Year energy.
Yes.
And, like, really, like, talk about that a lot.
Yes, yes.
Like, you know, like take, you know, what's the goal you received? I'll send this thing that I, you know, some coaching questions I use at the end of the year, and you can use them. Maybe you could use them for, that's what I think I'll do. So I will send you some questions that I ask myself and my clients and friends at the end of the year, and that may be a good way to get people interested in the New Year program. It's like, what's the gold that you mined from 2009,
yeah.
And how you want to bring that forward now.
You're right.
That, you know, that wisdom, that those labors, those harvests, that insight, those breakdowns, the breakdowns that bring you to breakthrough. You know, how can you turn those breakdowns into breakthroughs for 2010? How can you take, you know, the gold, from all the you know, heat or whatever you experienced, take that gold to, like, let it shine in the new year. Or, you know, those kinds of metaphors and pictures and questions.
Yes.
So I'm going to look for that, and I can get that to you tonight.
Yes.
Because I like to do that with people at the end of the year, but I also use it in the beginning of the year, because we want to say, hey, you know, you got something to bring into this new year. Both all the challenges and the breakdowns and the breakthroughs and the insights, and now how do we want to use that, those strengths, those experiences, to really grow this seed, you know, this intention that you have, and what are some of your intentions? What do you really want to, you know, cultivate, and what do you want to let flourish and naturally grow and flourish this year?
Yes.
So I think questions and having them, like, talk about the, you know, last year, and then how they want to bring some of that. What do they want to? How are they going to use that to bring it into the new year? And that you have this process that can take all of that, the, you know, all the breakdowns and the victories into the new year, and to really put it in a really practical yet inspiring. You know, how do they want to? What do they want to create this time?
Right. Yeah. Excellent.
I think that's the main thing. Just like those, just everything else I said earlier today. Does anybody else have any suggestions? A lot of the people that are already kind of going on their coaching are not on this call, but I would just get things going, like, you know, this week, and have some, you know, an email maybe, I don't know, every 6 days or so.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I think around this time, it's just like, one you're going to send, like, here's some questions to ask yourself at the end of the year.
Okay.
So it's like a kind of a gift.
Yeah.
You know, it's a coaching gift. Like, here's some questions for the end of the year. And then maybe like once a week, and just say, you know, happy solstice or whatever, I don't know, happy Hanukkah, happy, you know, holy days. Then, you know, Have you answered some of those questions, or maybe that you'd have them send something back to you?
Okay.
You know, it's like you're having some kind of like mini coaching session with them.
Right.
You know, so that you say, you know, you're engaging them already. So could you write down three of these, you know, answers to three of these questions or something, and would you be open to sending that back to me?
Yeah.
And then you could respond to them. I mean, it takes work, but it's like a way of, you know, they're either going to end up in your group or a coaching client.
Yeah. I tend to resist sending too many emails because I don't want to overwhelm them like we all are with the emails.
Yes. Well, I think you could say these are, this. You could do it like, you know, like tomorrow, the next day or something, you know, before Christmas. And then answer, you know, if you'd like, you know, I can give you a 10-minute coaching session on bringing your victories or bringing, you know, the gold from last year into the new year.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And so they have a sample, just like Bev was saying, is people that, when people even sign up for my training, like you signed up for my training because we talked.
Right.
I don't know if you would have come if we didn't talk.
That's right.
Right? And so once they, you know, experience you, they're going to be, you know, you've given them something, here's something positive. Fill in a couple things before the new year, and then you could either follow up like the first week of January, like I offered to give you, you know, you could send it again after the new year, you know, and say, if you, you know, I'm to usher in a new year in a whole new level, I'm here to, you know, I'll give you a 15-minute or half an hour, whatever you feel comfortable with.
Yeah.
You know, I'd say 15, and then if it goes a little longer, okay.
Good.
But 15 minutes to introduce you what we're going to be doing at our group.
Right.
And also, there's no commitment. It's just a gift. So
right.
So that you know about this, or you might want this for yourself, or you might, after you've done it with somebody, you say, is there anybody else you know that might,
yeah,
you know, want to do this? And I could send the questions to them.
Yes. Great idea. Yeah, great idea.
Yeah, so these questions, you can, you know, they may be, you have to, like, you know, add or delete whatever you want. So,
yeah.
You know, so don't just, like, they may be, like, too much something. They may be do something. So please use your discernment to see if it's the right one.
Right. Thanks.
But that way you're putting out something now, then you put it out again before the 31st.
Yeah.
Because a lot of times people do have time on New Year's Eve. And, you know, I always encourage people to use at least, you know, some of that time to reflect.
Right.
And then that you're offering a free 15-minute coaching session about how to take that gold into 2010.
Yes.
And that you're doing these 15-minute sessions to let you, or 20-minute sessions or something, to give a tiny taste of what you do in coaching, and also about your group coming up, or for individual coaching, or for somebody they know.
Yes. Excellent.
Would you have time to do that?
I'll make time.
Okay, because I know you have a new job and everything.
Yeah. You know, I can hopefully not too many people respond.
Well, I think that if you, you know, just say, you know, if it were too many, to say, you know, first come, first serve, just like I did tonight.
Yeah.
That way you get people, you know, whenever you put time frames and stuff, it also is like they're applying, like I can do this with 15 people. So if you want to do this, that way it gets people, anytime there's a little, I know it seems kind of weird, but anytime you put like, you know, time frames and a sale or urgency, then those people who are most interested are going to start calling.
Yes, that's right. First come, first serve is brilliant. Yeah, that's beautiful.
Yeah, just say there's a limit, you know, so this is available for the first 20 people.
Yeah. Or first two.
the first five. Something like that, make it like small, like first 10 or five or five.
Yeah.
And that way they don't know if you coached a bunch of other people.
Yeah, that's right.
And then you can decide whether how many you want to do, but a five would be good.
Yeah, that's good. That's doable.
Yeah.
Very, very practical. Very, very practical. Beautiful.
Yeah, very practical. But drives my husband crazy, but it works for some things. He said, oh, okay, you know, he's like expanded, you know, he's got like expanding out to the sky, and he calls me the clump of dirt, and he goes, oh, that's right, we're going to go back down to the dirt. You know, let's take that plan, make it all tiny now.
I'm married to somebody like that, yes.
You're married to somebody like that too?
Yes.
Oh, that's funny.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, we love your inspiration, but we do like, you know, we like heaven to come on planet Earth.
Yeah, that's great.
Bring that energy down to Earth. All righty. Well, okay, we're going to close. Just any questions or comments from anybody before we end?
Thank you.
You're welcome. And I have a couple of these, question things. So just, you know, you're just going to choose what you like, but I have a couple or three of them, so I'm just going to forward them.
Great.
All righty. Thanks, John. Blessings to you.
Thanks.
Thank you, everybody.
Rebecca. Nice listening.